Well, hello guys. Well, you know, I'm a fair age person, and as you go through life and you see things happen time and time again, you kind of get an overall picture, if you know what I mean. Some people call it a sort of wisdom. Now, I've seen a lot of marriages in my time, and I've seen a lot of marriages end. In fact, most of them. And they seem to always end in the same way. Say a guy's been married to a woman for 10 years or more, and when it ends, it's only then that the man sees that really it actually meant absolutely nothing to the woman. Then he suddenly realizes, then and only then, that his whole marriage was basically a lie. She doesn't actually really love him and never really did. She actually despises him. He was just a stone in the river that the Femon could tread on so that she didn't fall in. And Femon seemed to have no real moral compass because they will use their children as levers and pawns, regardless of how it affects them personally. To satisfy her needs, it seems that mostly everything to a Femon is all superficial, which means, of course, they're shallow, completely self-centered, and most of them are narcissists. But their worst trait of all, of course, is their lies and deceit. Most Femons nowadays don't show any respect to males at all, and yet the Femons expect to be treated like princesses when they act like witches. And a lot of them are starting to look like witches as well. Why would a male partner with a Femon he cannot trust, even with the most valuable thing, the offspring? Can he even be sure they're his? The wants and needs of a Femon are many, but it's a one-sided deal because they offer males nothing. All the males I've talked to have walked away, even ones that have walked away after a divorce, are happy now. They have a better life. They don't hate Femons. They just know their nature, and it's not for them. And through their traumatic experience with a Femon, they are freer than they ever have been before. And until Femons offer males something tangible, worthwhile, men will continue to walk away. Most Femons think it's their given right for men to provide for them, to treat them special, like goddesses. Well, it's not, and it never was. Thank God, men are waking up. I woke up about 35 years ago, when I was 97 years old. So not many more years to go. You take it easy, guys.